Yehon Dav Zayin Omer Aleph, holding. Here in the middle of the Kal V'Choyma, why we should say Mises Bezdin is Doich HaShabbos. The Gemara says it's a Kal V'Choyma again, like this. Uma Avoida, Sheikh Amura, the Doich HaShabbos, the Indian of doing the Avoida is very Chomer, and it's Doich HaShabbos. We know you could bring Korbanos on Shabbos, the Korban HaTome, the Korban HaMusuf. You're allowed to bring Korbanos even though it means to be Doich, you're being an Ista Shabbos, you're doing a Shechita, you're doing an Av Malach, it's Mutah. Still, the halacha is Ritzicha Doichoisa, that Ritzicha to kill somebody stops you from doing the Avoida. Like Rashi says, if you have a Kayin that's in the middle of doing the Avoida, bringing the Korban, and Bezdin found out that Adim, that the Kayin killed somebody, so Bezdin goes and takes the Kayin away from doing the Avoida to kill him. That means Ritzicha killing this Kayin is Doichoisa, stops the Kayin from doing the Avoida. Shinema, the pasuk says, "Meyim mizbechi tikochen olamus." That you take the kohen away, even though he's on the mizbech doing the avoda, you're allowed to kill him. So you see what the need to kill somebody is more important than doing the avoda. It's doicha the avoda.
Yeah, but see,
if so,
but the avoda is not his avoda. In other words, another kohen could easily substitute for
okay,
him, so
okay,
it's not his personal avoda.
Okay. But he's still doing the mitzvah of the avoda. You see, the mitzvah do the avoda is doicha Shabbos. And the mitzvah to do the avoida, Ritzich is doicha that. You're true. But he's still doing the mitzvah of the avoida. So, Ritzicha stops the avoida. See, so, Shabbos shenitchis, mifnei avoida, Shabbos that's doicha because of the avoida. That means you're allowed to bring kabonos on Shabbos. Is there in a din to say Ritzicha doichoisa? Isn't it for sure that Ritzicha killing somebody should be allowed to be done on Shabbos? You see, Ritzicha takes the place of the Avoida. You stop a kohen from doing the Avoida. You don't say he's doing a big mitzvah now of the Avoida. We can't kill him now. No, you're allowed to kill him even though he's doing the Avoida. So Ritzicha is like more important than doing the Avoida. So if so, Shabbos, that is Nitche. You're allowed to do the Avoida on Shabbos. For sure, you should be allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos also. That's Pshat and the Brice. That was the Havamina. That's why we need a Pasuk B'chol Mashvaseichen. Nelly Moore says, if so, Omai Oyeno de Koma, the Braisa before spoke out, maybe yes, then it said, but maybe no, and Svarim, maybe you can't kill somebody in Shabbos. So most questions like, why not? If you have a Kal V'Chaimah that you could, what's the Svarim why you can't? Oyeno de Koma, de Koma. This is what the Braisa meant to say. Kvuras meis mitzvah techiach. I'll bring you a proof no about burying a person that's a meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah means there's no mishpacha to take care of him. Somebody died, and nobody's there to take care of him. You have a mitzvah to take care of to see he's buried. So what's the halacha? She'adoich es avoida. That if a kohen wants to do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, and somebody dies outside, the kohen has to stop doing the avoida and take care of the meis mitzvah. With Ash and Apostle will soon see the Gemara Megillah, Melachoisoi, that you have to stop doing the avoida to go to take care of a meis mitzvah. Still, v'yein adoich es Shabbos. If you find somebody dead in the street on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malachas to bury him. You're not allowed to bury a mace on Shabbos, even though it's a mace mitzvah. So you see, a mace mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. So this is the upshot. So I see now something that's doicha the avoida, but it's not doicha Shabbos. So maybe with Sicha, true, just like it's doicha the avoida, maybe it cannot be doicha Shabbos. Then the Gemara, then the Braisa, hold the Roma, then the Braisa again says, maybe no, that maybe still we should kill him on Shabbos. What does the Braisa mean like this? Hold the Oma, then the Braisa says, Kfuras meis mitzvah titcha Shabbos. Maybe no, maybe if you find somebody dead in the street on Shabbos, maybe you are allowed to bury him on Shabbos. Maybe the Kfura, the burying, a mace, of the mitzvah that nobody else takes care of him, only you, the Chevra Kadisha, takes care of him, maybe you are allowed to be titcha Shabbos. That's the last part of the Braisa. Like first the Braisa says, maybe it is Doicha Shabbos, you could kill. Then the Braisa says, maybe you can't kill on Shabbos. Then again, maybe you could kill. So last back, maybe you could kill, is because maybe Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is also Doicha Shabbos. Why? From the same Kal V'Choyma. Mikal V'Choyma. Uma Avoida, she Doicha Shabbos. Madach the Avoida, you could bring Korbanos on Shabbos, the Korban HaTomid and Musaf. We bring on Shabbos, still Kfuras Meis Mitzvah, Doichoiso, Miliachoisoi. There's a pasuk that by a Kohen, Miliachoisoi, should not be Metamah to his own sister. And the question is, what does he have to say separately his own sister? It says that a kohen is not allowed to be metamah to his own krovim. We have a pasuk already. Why does it say extra mili achoisoi? So we darshin that mili achoisoi who ain't no metamah, avo metamah, avo metamah, avo metamah. If the Kohen finds the Meis Mitzvah, he is allowed to be Metama. As even though a Kohen cannot be Metama to his own Kroivim, but if a Kohen finds the Meis Mitzvah, he is allowed to. That's the extra pasuk, Milachoisai. Only to your sister you can't. But if you have a Meis Mitzvah in the street, then a Kohen is allowed to go be Metama the Meis, make the Kfura, bury the Meis, even though it means he's going to be told he can't do the avoida. So you see, Meis Mitzvah is doicha avoida. A kohen has to stop doing the avoida and be tomei to take care of the meis. See, if so, Shabbos shenitcha b'fnei avoida. On Shabbos, we know you're allowed to do karbonis on Shabbos. That you need to bring karbonis is more strict than Shabbos. Is ain't a din? Isn't that a svarom? Should take furas Meis Mitzvah doicha isa. That maybe furas Meis Mitzvah should be doicha Shabbos. Maybe you should be allowed to bury your Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos. Just like burying a Meis Mitzvah is more important than doing Kabbonis, than doing the Avodah, and we know the Avodah is more important than Shabbos, like we're saying now, so if so, Kfuras Meis Mitzvah should also be more important than Shabbos. So that's the last side of the price. So maybe, true, you're allowed to bury your Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos, and maybe who are then? You should be allowed to kill. Bezdin should be allowed to kill, do the mitzvah sestein of killing the mace on Shabbos. Maybe everything should be mutter. And again, the kal, it's a kal v'chayim in svar, why should be mutter? Learn it out from Kabbonis. If Kabbonis is doicha Shabbos, and Ritzicha is doicha avoida, so b'zoi, Ritzicha should be doicha Shabbos. Therefore, the bray stands off, no, that's p'shan the posik, Talmud Leima. That's why we need the original posik, Lei sevaru eish b'chol moshveseichim. That we dash in b'chol moshveseichim means, even in Bezdin. Even Bezdin is not allowed to make a fire to in order to heat up the psilois, the lead, to burn the person on Shabbos. Bezdin can't do it on Shabbos. Even though there would have been a kal v'chaymer that you'd be allowed to, we have the extra posik, mi moshveseichim, b'chol moshveseichim, that even Bezdin can't burn on Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, uvamayin desolak adayti mikorah. That's what we had a half a minute before. Before we said the last kal v'chaymer, the Gemara before thought that the half a minute was why I should say the mitzvah essay of burning somebody, of sreifah, is doicha Shabbos. It's because the mitzvah's essay is doicha, even the leisa says shesh mekoros. The Gemara says, l'may desalka adayta mekorum. That we thought before. The osi essay v'doicha leisa say. The other meaning was no poshid. There's a mitzvah's essay for Bezdin to kill somebody. Even though today is Shabbos and there's a leisa say, still I would say es adoicha leisa say. So for tomorrow, maya yoyna, like if that was the other meaning, so why does the braisa say maybe not? Like how could you say not that way? Ma'ayena the comma. What was the Brisa saying? Maybe it's not deicha. Hochi comma. This is what the Brisa meant. Ma'ani mekayim. What do I do with the posik? Mechalaleho mais yumas. That whoever is mechal Shabbos does malacha on Shabbos deserves to be killed. Why do we do that? Beshar malachos chutz mimisus bezdin. That means other malachos. If you do on Shabbos, you get killed. Avo misas bezdin. But maybe that bezdin has the right to kill somebody on Shabbos. Maybe Docha Shabbos, maybe you are allowed to do it. Why? The Osi Esa V'Decha Loisa say. That was the first Svarim. Maybe it should be Mutter for Bezdin to kill somebody on Shabbos, because killing Bezdin is doing a Mitzvah essay, either doing an Aveira on Shabbos, Sreifa, the Tils Neshama, so at Esa V'Decha Loisa say. Hoda Omar, then the Bryce itself says the other way, maybe no. What does it mean, maybe no? Of course, like this. When do I have this svara? Shall we say an essay is doicha loisa say? That's only loisa say greater, like tzitzis b'klayim. Where klayim is a pure lav. That's all. There's no chorus involved. There's no miser involved. So then we say the mitzvah essay of tzitzis is doicha the lav of klayim, where it's only a pure lav. But here by Shabbos loisa say sheyesh by chorus. Mishamat leit, did you ever hear anywhere that an essay should be derech loisa sheyesh bekoros? Like that was the thought of the price, and maybe not. Maybe it's not derech Shabbos. You should not be allowed to bezdin to kill somebody on Shabbos. Hodarumar, then the Brice again ended off and said again, but again, maybe no, maybe you could kill on Shabbos. What was the last svara? Last svara was like this. Oto essay, doichres lois essay. That that you're telling me you agree to a poshut essay could be doich a poshut lois essay. The mitzvah essay at tzitzis, you're allowed to wear the dagger even though there's klein. Now, lav, lois essay chomimineh, really the lois essay is more chom and more strict than the essay. That that we have, if you do it, if you're clearing about doing the aveira. Like, what should be done here? You want to do a mitzvah essay. Now, the dagger has klein in it. So the other side is, don't put it on. Because by putting it on, you're going to be over the lav of klein, of wearing shatness. So what's worse? Is it worse not to wear the beged and not to do the mitzvah saseh? Or to wear the beged and to do a lav? What's the big avla? So Gemara is saying it's smart to do the lav is the worst thing. If you're doing the lav, means you're doing something b'yadayim. Your mom is doing an avera. That's more strict, really, than just not doing the essay. So really, in Svara, I should have said essay. In Svara, I should say essay should not be derecholos essay, because you're better off just sitting back, not doing mitzvah sitzis with shevi atase, rather than now going doing a maisa, putting on klayim. So there's a lois essay is more strict than the essay. Still, we have the gzeras akosel of klayim betzitzis ukos the essay v'derecholay. Still, we have the gzeras akosel no. The mitzvah essay is doicha the lois essay, even though a lav is more strict. So if so, I'll tell you svara, mali chum rezuta, mali chum rabba. Might not be mean if it's a little bit stronger, or it's a lot stronger. A regular lav is a little bit stronger than an essay. Still, we say the gzeras kos of essay could be decorate. So the same svara, even though this lav is a stricter lav, it has curves to it, so what? Still, I should say essay doicha lois essay. That was the half meaning of the Gemara. On this we say, Tamulayim lois farways, mechol mashvasechim, you're not allowed to. So a kol point, that was the havamina of the Gemara. But then, so on that havamina would have been good. Then there would have been a havamina that essay is doich alois essay, shesh bekaris. Everything would have been good. But then the Gemara slugs up and says, no, that's not the pshat. To Avad, there is no such havamina in the world. We never find anywhere essay could be doich alois essay, shesh bekaris. So what was the havamina when Mises Bezdin is on Shabbos? Only because of the Kal V'Chomer. So now that we have only the Kal V'Chomer, we're back to the original Kasha. Why do you need a Pasuk? You're not Miyabin, your own daughter. So where it says, El Yitzrich, no, I'll give you Teres now. I need the Pasuk of Yibum or Leher that tells me that if an Erva falls to you for Yibum, there's no mitzvah. That don't say Yasadech Elois Tasei. I need a Pasuk for that. Why? Salko Tata Chemin, I would have thought like this. Tehevei Hai Eishas Ach, Dover Shoye Bechlau. Now, every time your brother's wife, Stam, you have two brothers, and one brother dies without children, there's a mitzvah now for the other brother, the alive brother, to miyavim his wife. Now, lamais to his wife is an eshesach. It was your brother's wife. And your brother's wife is an erva. Like, when there's no mitzvah yibum, let's say they have children, she's an erva. There's a chayv krisis for you to marry your brother's wife. So now, even now, b'mokim yibum, when your brother had no children, l'maisa, she's still an eshesach, she's still an erva to you. So, sal kodan tachemina tehevei, hai eshesach dover, shoye bechlau, an eshesach, a brother's wife, was bechlau the pasha of arois, but you're not allowed to live with her. V'yotzim min haklau, and it goes out now that b'mokim yibum, when your brother dies and has no children, his wife becomes mutter to you. So I'll tell you maybe, lelamed, it comes to teach us. And learn lelamed alatzma yotze, not only to teach us that you're allowed to be miyab and you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, even though up until now there was an erev of eshesach, but now you're allowed to marry her. That's not the only chiddush, but maybe, el lelamed alaklal kula yotze. It's going out to teach us on the whole klal, on the whole pasha of arroyas, that every single erev of the mokim mitzvah, that's the avimin, you should be allowed to be miyadlo. Even if it's your sister, even if it's your daughter. If your brother married your daughter and your brother died, maybe you would be allowed to be miyadlo. I'll learn it out from Eshesach. Just the fact your brother's wife is also an heir to you. And the Torah says you're allowed to marry her, so why do I care if she's your sister, your daughter also? Maybe that's the avimina. Right. Right. The Tanya, like we learned, part of the right. The Tanya, we learned like this. Dover shoye bechlau, something that was in the cloud. The yotzim in the cloud, and it comes out of the cloud now. So it's not only teaching by itself, it teaches all over. What's the case, Ketan? There's a pasuk that says, by Kochim, V'hanefesh asher toichal boso mizevach hashlomim. If somebody eats the meat from a korban shlomim, V'tumosi olav, and the person is tomei, he says, Chayef Koris. Chayef Koris, if you're tomei and eat meat of Kochim. For the Gemara, V'aloi shlomim b'chlal Kochim hoyo. There's another pasuk that says a general klal. Anybody that's tomei that eats Kochim is Chayef Koris. So a korban shlomim was the cloud that pasuk also. Since so, why does the pasuk have to repeat itself again? For lo meyotza, why does the pasuk say separately by shlomim? Is lahake shalayim v'loim loch, to come to teach you like this. Ma shlomim, just like a korban shlomim, miyuchodim kochim mizbeach. It's a kochim that comes from the mizbeach. In other words, it's a korban. It's something that's supposed to be on the mizbeach, part of it. The dam, the chelim goes on the mizbeach. Is Av called Kochim Mizbeach? Who are then any other type of Kochim that's from the Mizbeach, the Harashchit that goes on the Mizbeach, we say we eat it when you're Tomei, are you Chayiv Koris? What does it come to teach us? Yotze Kochim Bedek Abayis. Stand if you're Makdish a chair, or else even if you're Makdish food, you're Makdish food just to the Bedek Abayis. And then you go and eat it when you're Tomei, you should know there's no Chayiv Koris. That's why the Pasuk took shlomim out separately to teach us, just like shlomim is kochim mizbeach, there's a chorus if you eat it when you're tamei, who are then all kochim is only if it's kochim mizbeach, and not kochim bedegabayis. Rashi says, yotzu kochim bedegabayis, shim ochlon betu mesaguf potter, if you have kochim bedegabayis, somebody was makdish this animal to the base of migdish, not for a korban, just to the base of migdish. And now if you eat it when you're tamei, there's no chiyuv koris. How do I know that? From this klal of the shlomim. So hochi nami, the same thing by yibam also, I would have thought. Ho eshes ach bechlal kol arois oisa. Really, eshes ach, your brother's wife, is bechlal the parasha of kedoshim. They have all the arois. There's a parasha of all the arois. Your brother's wife is one of them. V'lom meyotis, how come it went out here by mitzvah yibam? Is la'akeh shaleh, to teach us, V'lom to tell us like this. Ma eishes ach sharya, just like the mokka mitzvah yibum, when your brother dies without children, there's a mitzvah now for you to marry his wife, even though up until now she was an ervom. I tell you, maybe it's a limud, af kol arroyas nami, maybe who are there any other ervom? Even if your brother happened to be married to your daughter, that now there are two ervas involved. She's first of all your brother's wife, and she's also your daughter. But maybe sharyan, I would also thought that it's mutter. For the Gemara Midomi, what's the sushta killing out one to the other? Hosam kol al biyisr uparat biyisr. Over there by kochim it's good. It says the klal, you can't eat any kochim when you tummy. And then it says a prat, it's only kochim shlomim you can't eat when you tummy. So it comes to teach us only shlomim is the chiyuv koris and not other kochim. But hoch over here by eshesach kol al biyisr, it's talking about true, there's a klal of all the arroyos. Or pour out the heter. And then now the parsha of Yibun is saying a heter, saying the new chiddush. So drasha yocha pour out the heter of a kol of Yisr. For lav lav drasha damya to abadovra chodesh yosulidin. In other words, here it's a tremendous chiddush. The demesin, your brother's wife, is an erva. So that was the klal. True, it was the klal all the ervas, that you should not be allowed to marry her. Now the Torah says the mokim Yibun you're allowed to, that's a heter. A heter is a new cloud after Gadovra Chiddush. It's saying a tremendous Chiddush. How are you allowed to marry your brother's wife? She's an erva to you. Helamai, there's a tremendous Chiddush, something new here, that the Mokim Mitzvah Sibim, you're allowed to. So this is a new cloud, as the Gemara says. Holoi Domya, this is only like El Ledover, to another type of a cloud we have. Down like this. Ledover Shoyim Bechlau. There was a cloud upon something called general rule. The Yotza Lidin Medova Chodesh. Something comes out to teach us a new chiddush. So then we say, you cannot put this new mitzvah, this new parsha, back to the original klal. Only if the Torah does it, preferish. But if the Torah doesn't put it back, we can't do it. So the kids say, give them off like that. Your brother's wife was bechlal erva. Really, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. The Torah takes out this erev of Eishes Tach into a new chiddush to say that when your brother dies without children, you're allowed to marry her. That's a tremendous chiddush. So when you have a new chiddush, we say the chiddush only applies to this one case and not back to the original klal. Only if the Torah tells you beferish to put it back to the original klal. But if the Torah doesn't say to put it back, we ourselves can't put it back. So therefore, it's only Eishes Ach that you're allowed to be miyabin, and not your sister, your daughter. So again, the kasha, what do you need a pasuk? You can't be miyabin your daughter, pshita. Tanya, what's a case like this? We're not like this. Nova shoye bechlal v'yotz lidim v'dov rachodish. You can't put it back unless the Torah does it beferish. What's the case like this? Case that how do we have like this? The pasuk says like this. We're talking about now the oshem of a mitzvah. A mitzvah has to bring a korban oshem and a korban chatas. So it talks about the korban oshem that the mitzvah brings. It says v'shochat es hakeves. That's this korban oshem. V'mokem mash yishchat es hachatas. You have to make the shechita on the tzof and sar of the mizbeach, the same place where you make a shechita on a chatas. V'yes oilo, v'mokem ha-kodesh, the same place where you shech the chatas or a korban oilo. On tzfoinoi, it is kodesh kodoshim, who are doing this oshim also has to be the shechita on the tzof and sar of the mizbeach. And the pasuk ends off, ki kechatis oshim hu, la-koyim, that this oshim is like a chatas. Rashi, the shechit as a kevis, the oshim mitzoyim. Ki kechatis oshem hu, ki dina chatis, kach din oshem zeh. The pasuk repeats itself again, that this oshem that a mitzvah has to bring when it becomes tor, has the same din like a chatis. Now the Gemara says, shein talmud lo mi kechatis oshem. The pasuk did not have to say at the end again, that this oshem is like a chatis. Uma talmud lo ima, for what purpose does it have to say a kechatis oshem? For what purpose does it have to say that this oshem is like a chatis? Like pshita. Rashi says, "Shein tam lemek echatis to oshem ze im l'shchita." Look at this oshem mitzora. Where do you shecht it? It says already b'tzofin. Haloi kfar nema boy v'shochet es hakeves b'mokem ashiyishchet es echatis. It says already where you have to make the shchita. V'in l'matin domin v'achilosai. Stam to tell us this oshem, you have to put the dam on the mizbeach, and this, how long you let eat it. Harayu kuchol hashamis. It's like any other oshem. The chlal zayis teres oshem, it's tzav esaron. That's a pasuk in tzav that talks about korban oshem. So this oshem mitzora, for what purpose does it have to repeat itself again and says it has look like a chatis? Pshita. The shchita is a special pasuk. The dam of an oshem. The pasha says what type of dam when you have to be zorik on the mizbeach. Why do we need a new pasuk here that this oshem is like a chatis? The teres is lefi sheyotze oshem mitzora lida madav rachodesh. Because this korban oshem that a mitzvah has to bring has a tremendous chiddush with it. There's a new chiddush that no other oshem has. What does that mean? The boyin yara, the boyin regal, hayimonis. That they have to take the dam of this korban and they have to put it on the thumb of the mitzvah and the toe of his foot. You have to put on the boyin yara, the boyin regal, hayimonis. The right toe and the right thumb, you have to put the dam. No one Oshem has this. Only an Oshem Mitzvah has this. So since there's a tremendous chiddush about this Korban Oshem, Yochel, I would have thought, Lo yihei toin matin domin v'yemun l'gabim mizbeach. Since it's a tremendous chiddush, maybe it doesn't have even the regular dinim of an Oshem. Maybe there's no mitzvah zrikas dam to this Korban. The Rashi says, Yochel, lo yihei toin matin domin v'yemun l'gabim mizbeach. Maybe there's no mitzvah dam here. There's no mitzvah to burn the fat on the mizbeach. Even though there's a parsha in Tzav Esaron and talks about Korban Oshem, you have to make a Zrikas Hadam and you have to be Makta the Amurim, that's by regular Korban Oshem. But this Oshem of a Mitzvah, since it came out of its cloud to tell us a tremendously new Chiddush that you have to put the dam on the thumb and the big toe, so maybe it doesn't have the other parsha.